My name is Destiny, and these are my roommates.
Kutia Issa.
I'm Nawaz.
Trinity.
Dawn.
I'm Mashaba.
Divine.
Benisha.
We are presenting history of regions in South Africa.
So basically, our region is like what I believe in. Our region is like believing in a substance of supernatural power that helps you engage and gives you some sort of purpose. So in East Africa, there are very many types of religions, like Islam, Christianity, African traditional religion. And actually, African traditional religion was the first one in East Africa. And African traditional religion was like to be practiced by like the natives before the colonists came. And it doesn't really have a founder, or I guess the person who founded it wasn't documented. So they believe that people who practice PTR actually believe that power comes from God, and that it is now like distributed amongst different levels, like divinities, spirits, and the living dead. And that basically means that their religion believes in small gods, ancestors, offering sacrifices, like you know how they offer sacrifices like food, money, even humans, by the way. They also practice like appeasing the dead, like naming their children after them, after like this dead person, or like praying through their name for like offering sacrifices to them, such like food. You know, when you see them like getting a piece of their food before they eat it and throwing it on the ground and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, they also believe in small gods. Like, for example, other religions believe in one god, like let me say Allah or God. And then these people have like different gods, like they believe that there is a god of rain, they believe that there is a god of the drought, famine, and all that. They also believe in life after death. For example, that if a person dies, there's a whole life, like another life to live when they are dead. Like the life that's not on this earth, but they believe that there is another life. They also believe in existence of a mystical, invisible, spiritual power. Like, there is a power in the universe, but it's invisible, but it's there. And it's also there after, like, when a person dies. Like, that power, a person experiences it, like, after the person dies. Then, the practices of ATR also believe that power comes from God. They also believe that power comes from God, those small gods that they believe in and all that. By praying, they believe that there is power, that there is extra power that those gods have, and that's the power that helps them. They believe in like medicinal men, for example, the healers, witch doctors, rain makers. So if a person who believes in ATR gets a problem, there's that person they will go to for that specific problem. Then in this religion, they also carry out different rituals like eldership, birth, child naming, and ancestorship. Like ancestorship is like believing in the old people who died, like the old relatives, for example, like the great grandfathers, the grandmothers, and they use those people like to pray, like whenever they are praying, and they involve those people in their prayers and all that. Yeah, so the core purpose, like why this ATR is there, like it's for the maintenance of African culture, like the culture of long ago. And right now, some people still practice that religion, so they still continue it because they want to preserve the African culture. Yes, and its main features, like the basic things in that religion are loyalty to the ancestors, like accompanying rituals that express the loyalty. Like you must make sure that you're loyal to your ancestors, you must make sure that you're carrying out all the rituals in that religion.
So hi, as we Muslims say it, assalamu alaikum, and I'd like to talk about my religion, the only religion that I believe exists, and that's Islam. And this religion is a total submission to the will of Allah. And in my opinion, it was introduced in 1844. Yeah. And it being a religion in Uganda, it was brought up like by these Arab traders. They came and exposed it to us, and yeah, that's why most of our ancestors started this reading. That's why most of us like practice and worship Allah, because we get this from our ancestors. So like started doing this when the Arabs came in, and we have different sects in Islam, like the Sunni, the Black Muslims, the Juma Zukulis. There are very many sects, and all of them believe in one God, and most of the population of our country are Sunnis, 85%, like something like that. And in Islam, we have five pillars: Shahada, Saum, which is fasting, pilgrimage, and Salat, whereby we pray five times a day, every day. And on Friday, we have general prayers, which are like the Juma prayers. And my friend here, Don, she's going to talk about the beliefs and practices of us Muslims.
Hi, Don. So I'm going to talk about the beliefs and practices of Islam, whereby in the beliefs we believe in one God, a Muslim's prayer and believe in one God, who they call Allah. Then they have a holy book known as the Quran. This is the book that they used to recite and help them understand more about their religion. They also believe in angels who send messages, like Angel Gabriel and many others. They believe in prophets like Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Ali, and others. Then they also believe in life after death, like when people die, they believe that there is always that second chance of life that they are given to, that they are privileged to have. They believe in judgment day, when Allah is going to judge everyone according to their actions and all the things they have done during their time on earth. And some of the practices are praying five times a day, whereby they pray in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. They also recite the Quran. They do this every day, anytime they feel like. Then they have congregational prayers like Juma every Friday. And they also fast, yeah, during Ramadan, where they fast for 30 days. They pay zakat. They pay pilgrimage, where they go to places like Mecca. They dress modestly and they practice polygamy. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Leonardo Pitt, and I am going to be talking about Christianity. Christianity is the belief in God and His Son, Jesus Christ. It began in Jerusalem, in the present day Middle East, and it was introduced to East Africa by the missionaries. The missionaries came to Uganda and they spread Christianity. Was introduced in the early 19th century by different missionary groups. That is the Church Missionary Society, the White Fathers, the Milton Fathers, etc. Then, so Christians have a number of beliefs. They believe in one God. They believe in the Holy Bible. They believe in life after death. They believe in angels. They believe in prophets. They believe in Jesus Christ as their savior. So these Christians have a number of practices. They fast for 30 days, for 40 days. They go to church every Sunday. That's when they have their general prayers. They believe in praying the Bible. They read the Bible. Yeah, in different kinds of things. So I'm going to give my friend now to Mahia to continue with the rest.
I am divine. Christianity has denominations, and these are Anglicans, Catholics, Seventh-day Adventists, Orthodox. It was widely spread in East Africa because missionaries were kind. Their kindness helped heart softer than natives' hearts. He translated the Bible into the language. This made it easier for them to understand and translate for them. In conclusion, the essence of Christianity revolves around the life and death of Christ, and Christians believe that God is the creator of heaven and earth and created man to look after his creation and worship.
So, this is it. I'd like to thank everyone who has participated in this podcast, and I hope everyone out there who's going to listen to this has tried to pick up something about different religions. And yes, thank you for listening, and we sign out. I sign out. Thank you.
Oh.